WMET Chicago with Uriah Heep and the Fletcher service at your service. I'll be back with Traffic Jam shortly. Mark Shearer and the news standing by. Mark?
Fletcher in the future. In the future, Fletcher.
Yes?
We will ride into space on spaceships launched from cow pastures.
You and I will?
Take my word for it. Some of us already have. I haven't yet.
But
today, a rocket did lift off from a cow pasture in Texas today. It became the first privately financed spacecraft ever launched in America. A Houston company did what only NASA has done before. And instead of the voice of Mission Control, we have to listen to a reporter, Doug Miller, do the countdown for us.
2, 1. Ignition. We see ignition. It's flying. It's flying. America's first corporate-owned rocket is on its way toward outer space. Not at all a graceful liftoff. Grab it and you can hear the firing. It's rising very quickly into the sky over Matagorda Island. Conestoga 1 is on its way to outer space. It appears to be firing directly, straight up here over Matagorda Island.
The flight of Conestoga 1 lasted 10 and a half minutes. The rocket went 192 miles up and 320 miles downrange, splashing into the Gulf of Mexico. They called it a complete success. The company plans to put some satellites up in orbit eventually. Boy, is United Airlines embarrassed. Yesterday, Mayor Burns splashed champagne on the nose of a new Boeing 767 jet to celebrate the inaugural flight between Chicago and Denver. The brand new plane was dubbed the City of Chicago, but reporters noticed the plane's serial number, 6006, was the same as the number on an airplane splashed with champagne 8 days earlier by Denver's Mayor William McNichols. Sure enough, embarrassed United officials admitted that the second of two 767s put into service was in the shop getting repairs done, so they had just painted over the City of Denver on the side of the plane and substituted the City of Chicago. Nice try. Score one for those who believe women should be able to obtain abortions. Conservatives failed today in their effort to cut off a filibuster by Senate liberals who are blocking a vote on an anti-abortion bill sponsored by North Carolina's Jesse Helms, who says he'll keep trying to pass his bill that would declare life begins at the moment of conception.
Both sides out there across America land are working hard, the pro-life and the pro-abortion. People, both are working.
President Reagan is doing his own lobbying in support of Helms' measure. Today he was out there in America land, in Kansas, telling the folks in America's heartland that he likes the idea of a constitutional amendment prohibiting abortion. Meanwhile, back in Washington, for only the second time in 2 years, the House voted to override a veto by President Reagan. He had shot down a $14 billion money bill in which was included some federal student aid. The House overturned Reagan's veto, but now the matter goes to the Republican-dominated Senate. Police in Switzerland used the old exploding lunch trick to storm the Polish embassy and capture those four terrorists who had held five hostages. The police placed a food container at the front door and then by remote control set off a bomb inside the food package, blowing open the door. They charged in. The element of surprise enabled them to end that siege without any injuries. A federal judge here in Chicago has revoked the citizenship of 71-year-old Conrad Schellong. He was an SS guard at a Nazi concentration camp, and Judge Bernard Decker ruled he had misrepresented his past when applying for U.S. citizenship. Schellong maintains he did not lie, and he says he'll probably appeal the judge's decision. A California grand jury will try its hand at determining if any crimes were committed the night John Belushi died of a heroin and cocaine overdose. Correspondent Heidi Sorensen has more on that.
The Los Angeles Times says a county grand jury will investigate Belushi's death. It says the hearing will be 2 days in length, to be held either later this month or in early October. The paper says actor Robin Williams is one of the people who will be called to testify. He's said to have been one of the last people to see Belushi alive.
And actor Robert De Niro's name has been brought up as another possible person to be called before that grand jury. Let's turn now to sports and Pat Benkowski.
With the White Sox on the road to Oakland for Friday night's game and the Cubs resting up for the Expos tomorrow at Wrigley Field, the lead item figures to be football. We'll have more from Lake Forest at 6 o'clock and, of course, tomorrow morning with B-Rock Whaley.
Thanks, Pat. 5 after 5 on WMET. We're taking a look at traffic here. Outbound on the Kennedy, it is slow at Ogden. There was an earlier accident there, but it's cleared up now. Then traffic gets heavy from the junction to Nagel. Nonetheless, from Ontario to Cumberland on the Kennedy is still just about a 25-minute trip, and that's traffic on 95.5 WMET.
Have you seen any of those beer commercials? Oh, brother, they all sound like this.
Yago Sangria. Columbia, imported by Monsieur Henri Wines Limited, White Plains, New York.
WMET Chicago area weather tonight, very pleasant, low temperature of about 55 degrees, and Friday should be mostly sunny with temperatures reaching 85 in some parts of the Chicagoland area. It's 81 in Hoffman Estates right now, 83 in Downers Grove, and along Chicago's Rock and Roll Lakefront, 73 degrees.
Warmish, definitely warmish, and the weather for rock and roll. Here's some traffic jam on the Fletcher program, today's featured artist, Survivor, on WMET.